Samkin was the first to wake at dawn. His headache had cleared up and he felt much better. He lay still a while, enjoying the light warmth of early sunlight. Alfo, Arula, and the rest were still snoring peacefully as Samkin sat up slowly and looked about. The wind had dropped and the clouds were gone. The lake was calm, mirror-like and silent, and the three logboats lay side by side, becalmed on the tranquil surface of the great waters. Ripples spread as Samkin dipped his paws to drink the clear lake water.
"I'd give a whole wasp nest for a drink of that. Can you get some across to me, young'un?"
Spriggot's head lolled against the boat side as he watched Samkin drinking. The young squirrel found a beaker and filled it. Treading carefully, he stepped over sleeping shrews, and the logboat wobbled slightly as he climbed across into the other craft. Cradling the old hedgehog's head in his lap, Samkin held the beaker to his lips.
"Take it easy now, Sprig. Just small sips. Don't try to gulp it. Well, how are you feeling today, you old fly scoffer?"
Water dribbled from Spriggot's mouth as he smiled wearily.
"You're a good young'un, and I don't want to upset you."
Samkin wiped his friend's mouth.
"Why? What's the matter?"
"I'm right sorry. I can't stay much longer."
Spriggot held feebly onto Samkin's paws as he spoke.
"No. Be still and listen to me. That there monster chewed me up like a fat, juicy dragonfly. Don't try to turn me over and look at me back, Samkin. I'm all broken up."
Spriggot moved slightly, screwing up his face in agony.
"Wish I could have gone with me paws on good dry land. 'Tain't too bad, though. It's a fair morn, and I'm in the arms of a friend."
Arula and Alfo were awakened by the sound of Samkin sobbing. With the three boat crews, they watched in silence as the young squirrel sat rocking back and forth. Regardless of the hedgehog's spines, Samkin held Spriggot's limp body as though he were nursing an infant, and tears coursed openly down his face onto the wrinkled old paws.
"He said he was going to find a Sabba forest full of wasps and flying insects. Then he just smiled at me and... Oh, my poor old friend."
Arula and Alfo climbed across. Together they held Samkin and Spriggot tightly, letting the support of their strength flow through their paws, united in their grief at the passing of a fatherly creature who had given his all for them.